Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Devo Days of Our Lives and Friends. This is Carrie. You can follow me on Twitter at Devo Abdul and check out her blog, devoabdul.com. And on the blog, you can, if you have a Gmail account, you can be a follower. If you're on Google Plus, you can do that too. And we have an e-newsletter, and I just found out today that my mom is on the e-newsletter. So I didn't even know that. I was talking to her about days, and I said, oh, the Daytime Emmys is only going to be broadcasted online, live streaming. And she's like, yeah, I know, you sent me an email. I'm like, what? I didn't send you an email. So, yeah, so my mother is signed up on the e-newsletter, so
oh,
be cool with them. I know. She didn't even know what she did. That's what's funny. So I didn't sign her up, you know what I mean? So be cool like my mom, and I just type in your email address, and you get the email daily about between 6 and 8 p.m. on the Eastern Coast, and just tells you what all the updates were that day. Let's see, Facebook, Diva Days is a friend page. Diva Days of Our Lives is a fan page, so you can go either way on that. Here on Blog Talk Radio, you can also follow us, and you can also subscribe to our iTunes page, and that way shows automatically downloaded within 24 hours of broadcasting to your account. So tonight we have Anna here.
Hello.
And we have Rose.
Hi.
Hello. Oh, I'm going to give a shout out to at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka, our friends. So Bob is still having too much
Bobby.
Fun.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah,
hey, Amy. Haven't heard from you in a while.
She's been on Facebook all the time. Did you notice that instead of Twitter?
No, I'm really not. I'm not on Facebook that much.
Yeah.
I've seen on Facebook a lot.
Yeah. And I want to wish our friend Marianne her mother's birthday today.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Also, it's her wedding anniversary. Marianne's wedding anniversary.
Oh, so. That's cool.
Isn't that cool getting married on your mom's
anniversary,
birthday?
Marianne.
So,
she may be joining us later. We're not sure.
Yeah, and it's also my wedding anniversary. So Marianne and I got married on the same day.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, 17 years apart.
It must be June.
Yes, it's June.
That's funny.
Yeah, so shout out to everybody who got married on June 7th.
Tomorrow. Go ahead. Tomorrow my mom's birthday, so.
Oh, wow. Happy birthday, Mama Rose. Yeah, for sure. That's so cool. Also, talking about with my mom, it was announced this week that the Daytime Emmys did not find a home on television, and it will be streamed live on their website.
Hmm.
Yeah.
On what website?
The Daytime Emmys website.
Oh.
Yeah. I bet on the blog, so anybody that wants to look it up and find the website. I just can't imagine it's going to be good quality watching it online, live.
I don't know. Given the last few years of, horrible production value, I'm thinking maybe it's a step up.
It could be. And Robin Mee won't be singing, so that's a positive right there.
That would be a plus, yes. And,
I mean, I can't sing for
and
crap.
It won't have to be a promo from start to finish for Vegas.
Right.
So, So there actually could be some plus sides to this. You know, it might actually focus on the actors that we care about and the shows that we care about.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Yes, I guess we'll have to wait and see. It's kind of a bummer, though, because every year it trends on Twitter. So,
yeah.
So I leave live tweet it.
I mean, it would be nice if it were it gives them some nice promotion for the industry, but to have it on the TV. But a lot of people watch things on the internet anyway. They watch, you know, so they stream it anyway. So, when's the broadcast or when's the streaming?
It's end of the month, I think, within a couple weeks.
Okay.
I can't remember what exact day it was, but
it's usually around Father's Day, so it's coming up fast.
Yeah.
Because my grandson was born on one of the days of the Emmys. He'll be 3 this year, so. And that was on the 18th, 19th, so. Somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's only 3 episodes this week.
Yeah.
The French Open on Thursday and Friday, and our friend Jennifer in the chat room was already complaining about that. So,
yeah,
you know, what
I was complaining about, too.
Yeah, so, you know, why would Dave have you preempt the French Open? I mean, really, who cares? Which, I mean, it's a good point. I mean, we have all these sports channels. And even now, I was trying to watch the hockey game tonight, and it's supposed to start at 7, but they delayed it by a half an hour because they're still wrapping up the horse race. And it's just like, they had 2 channels doing the horse race at the same time. It was NBC and the NBC Sports Channel. It's like, well, why couldn't you went to the, you know, the after coverage you put on the sports channel and then put the hockey game on regular NBC? But, oh, well, whatever. So, it just bugs me. That's the truth. Like when people are saying, why can't we have news on the news channels instead of having breaking news on during the films? and, you know, it's a good point. That's why we have CNN and Fox News and Headline News and all the other ones. And MSNBC.
Well, and why does the breaking news always have to be during our shows, too?
Right.
Why can't the breaking news be during the Rachel Ray Show or, you know, the Chew or, you know, well, actually the Chew would be during Days of Our Lives, too. But I wonder why it's always been that they have the breaking news. So.
Mm-hmm.
Half the time it's not even breaking news. That's the other irritating thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they spend half an hour waiting for the president or whoever it is to show up while they talk. Well, they talk and fill airtime until they show up. So, don't get me started. So especially now that we don't have SoapNet, of course, then we at least have online, but still it's I wish Days of Our Lives, I wish NBC would do an on-demand thing, like on my U-verse, at least General Hospital's on demand, and even though I hate not being able to fast-forward through the commercials, at least I know if I had to delete a show or I ran out of space or something like that and couldn't record, at least I know that, can DVR it or forgot to DVR it. It's nice to know that in demand there's a couple weeks' episodes, you know, stashed in there, so for GH. So I wish they'd do that for Days, too, but I don't know.
Yes, it's the Days website. Because I work, and I'll miss at least 3 shows a week sometimes, and I have to make up for them the day, usually the next day.
Yeah.
The commercials get stuck, and you have to reload the page.
And they're so annoying. It's the same commercial over and over again, too.
Yeah, and Adobe keeps crashing on my computer. So basically, I have to keep watching. Yes, I have to keep watching. Okay, I'm at the 27-minute mark. Because any minute now, Adobe's going to crash, and I'm going to have to restart all over again. And, you know, move the little lever to the 27-minute mark where it left off. Seriously, it happens. It happens every single time I watch it. It crashes.
It's on the web, yeah. I used to watch it on the web all the time. And it's hard to see. It's hard to watch on the web.
And you're watching.
Thankfully, on Xfinity, they have an Xfinity on the go thing. So instead of on demand, like, if I turn on my TV to on-demand, I can't find Days of Our Lives. But if I turn on my computer or my iPad to the Xfinity on-demand app, they have it there. So.
Oh, wow.
So.
Is it commercial-free, too?
No, it's not commercial-free, unfortunately.
Oh.
Is it like watching it live, though? Just on your computer?
No, I watch it on the TV usually, but
if
it breaks in, I can go and go back to my provider here on the West Coast has an on-demand app that that actually has every show on it, so you can you know, all kinds of shows on it. So
nice.
And I did notice that Days of Our Lives has started selling at per episode on the iTunes.
Oh.
You can buy it per episode. So.
Oh, that's interesting.
I think right now
that have a favorite episode, you could download it, just buy it and download it and keep it?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I've never bought them and I've never downloaded it myself and bought it, but
yeah.
I've seen where you can buy it and download it through the
Is it like a buck or something, an episode, or what?
It's an episode, as far as I know.
Like a dollar an episode or something, or?
Yeah, you download it to your computer or your iPad or whatever, and you can watch on your.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's commercial free again. Like I said, I haven't ever done it. I just know that you can do it.
Yeah, I mean,
it's like
$2.99
an episode.
Oh my gosh.
I haven't done it.
Oh, it's good though. There's a different options in case somebody really needs to get to it. They're traveling or they're not able to, you know. Got to have our fix, right? Got to have our Days of Our Lives fix. So, 3 episodes this week.
Three.
I tweeted earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tweeted to Camilla Danis earlier, to NBC, and included Camilla in it, that wow, you know, she knocked it out of the park this week. She had, her episodes were awesome. I mean, she did a great job. I mean, so congrats to her. I mean, wish her well in her future endeavors. We're going to miss her. Gabby was a character I grew to like in the last while, but I definitely liked her relationship with Sunny and Sunny and Cher, Sunny and Will, Ariana. Thought that was a kind of a fun way for them to raise her and everything. So they're all interacting and everything, and able to be there at the house, at the same place. I'm gonna miss her. She grew on me over time. So her character.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you think it was cool the way they addressed some of Gabby's back issues finally?
Yeah, she kept telling everybody she has to pay because she didn't pay last time. And then she confessed to Marlena everything she did from the last time. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, like about Melanie and And of course, you know, Marlena runs into Sammy afterwards and the look on her face like that.
I think there's a showdown coming with Marlena and Sammy and Kate.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
She can't tell anyone else what Gabby said, but I think she's going to let Sammy and Kate know.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Carrie?
Camilla was just amazing.
Yes.
And she grew on me, too, because in the beginning, it's like, really? Why are they bothering to recast this character for? What the hell's the point? And that once they start giving her juicier stuff, she was really shining, and she made me cry the entire week. I cried like every single episode this week. Between her and Christian Alfonso, I was just bawling.
Mm-hmm.
Even Galen was making me cry. I mean, it was unbelievable. It was
just a sad week. The weight of it with everybody, props to Camilla.
And Rafe actually had to call his... He called his mom, finally.
Mm-hmm. Well, considering he started out an orphanage, I thought that was a good step, you know.
He called her mommy. I thought that was kind of cute.
I mean, I'm not kidding. I tweeted today about how I get distracted when Jordan and Rafe are on. I get so bored. If I don't already fast forward, if I just have them on so I can hear what's going on, you know, dialogue-wise, I mean, the love scenes I definitely fast forward through because there's just no chemistry, but in my opinion. But some of the dialogue I was trying to catch because I was trying to figure out what they were talking about with Gabby and all. I kept losing interest. I'd start playing Words with Friends or something, and I'd have to go back and rewind it.
He,
again and again because they were so boring. And I never had that problem when Kate was with Rafe. Never took my eyes off the screen when they were together.
I think Rafe's feeling really guilty about the fact that he spent so much time with Jordan, doesn't even know who she is, and wasn't paying attention to what was going on with Gabby right under his nose. I only found the phone call to mom strange because I don't remember a phone call to mom when his sister died.
Well, they've referred to their mom a few times and stuff, and I think they've talked to her, like when Gabby was getting married and stuff. I think there have been some phone calls to mama, but.
So,
do you think they're going to bring Dario back since they mentioned him? And I've heard rumors that Melanie's coming back.
I've heard rumor. I did see a rumor about Melanie. Nothing confirmed at all. I saw
but
that.
But then when they mentioned
about
Melanie and Dario in that episode, I was like, I don't know.
But I mean, there was a lot of people back towards Sammy's, towards Allison Sweeney's exit there. So, not back, but they just showed up at the set, as far as I know. So, I don't know. I mean, Ben could be in the running too with Melanie. You know, Ben's with Abby right now, but Abby and Melanie are just about the same age, so.
Yeah, I have to say, the new Ben is an improvement over the old Ben, but I'm still just not into the new. He doesn't do anything for me.
Not yet for me either.
No.
Although he was
cute
with the baby. He was cute with the baby when he was holding her out.
He was the baby, which I found strange. I mean, I know Sonny's lost it and all, but he's handed off this baby to Ben. I miss seeing T. I mean, why is Ben doing everything now?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're gonna call somebody away from the pub or the bar or whatever, if you're gonna call somebody away from there to bring you the paychecks, then wouldn't you call T and not? I mean, because T is almost as good a friend and a partner in the business. I mean, why would you do that?
But the whole point was for Paige to recognize him, right? I mean, at some point,
Paige recognizes him, yeah.
Uh-huh. So, I was hoping she'd say, weren't you one of the Price is Right girls? I almost tweeted that today, but then I held back. I knew I'd seen you somewhere. I kept hearing these words, come on down, come on down.
And I just realized where I heard him. He must have done something pretty bad because, you know, his conversation with Jordan, Jordan thought it was him at first.
He probably tried to protect her or something like that. It'll all be explained or whatever.
And she said, no, I never thought you were anything like him, but but I see there's a lot of people doing weird, a lot of roles coming up, just instant stand on roles, different things happening. I don't know, there's all kinds of stuff coming up. So.
I think that was Kaylin and Camilla. That was some of the best performances in their entire career on Days.
This past week.
But I felt for Rafe, like, he's just devastated his sister is dead and she was in prison before that, and now his baby sister's going to prison, and, I mean, wow. I mean, that was so well written. And we've had characters go to prison before on Days, and this is, as far as the fallout of the confessional, this is probably the best I've ever seen. Usually
someone gets arrested, if they're going to prison, the character is, you know, that's the end of it. And, you know, they're let off in handcuffs, and that's the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, kind of like Vargas. They did a disservice to Vargas that way.
It was a great week with emotions running and everything. But I wasn't quite as emotional because I was kind of laughing at things. Like, I mean, Gabby has sat here and confessed to this murder in tears. She's confessed. And here you got another visitor, and then the door opens. You got another visitor, and the door opens. And she's still sitting in the office. I mean, she's not in the jail cell yet or anything. And
yeah.
It's just like everybody and their mother was being allowed to come in and mm-hmm. see her and honestly on Friday if I hadn't known better, it almost looked like she was getting ready to run. It didn't look like she was getting ready to go to confess. But I knew better, but I mean, it didn't look that way. When she ran into Hope, it looked like she was running. And so, but yeah, I just had to laugh every time the door opened. You've got another visitor, you know, like, but yeah, Rafe was, his emotions are running high, and I think it's really showing. He's done an awesome, they've done a bang-up job with him being so upset.
And it seems like whenever Camilla was given really beefy material, she did rise to the occasion. She did well. It's just a lot of times she wasn't given that great of material, you know?
That's true.
So I think whenever she has, she's shown her acting chops. It's just, and she's grown as an actress, and she started. But, like, I remember the first time I really saw the actress in her was when Will lost it over at Maggie's house, and the kid, they were all, it was like,
yes,
the two of them and whoever else was there.
Yeah.
And he lost it, and she lost it, you know, and that was what I was like, whoa, the girl can act, wow, you know. So since then, she's had some good scenes at times or, you know, whatever, but it's just because sometimes the character's kind of annoying. It gets in the way a little bit. But whenever she's had some really powerful stuff, like you could just feel like I just felt that in the gut for her, like she's going to have to say goodbye to her baby, you know, just, oh, it was awful,
for
you
sure.
know. I mean, it just rips your heart out, well, even though you're sitting there going, well, she did kill someone, but it was Nick. So
from a writing standpoint, I mean, it seems kind of odd that, you know, I know she's going to prison for life. She was talking about video, being able to get videos of the baby and all this stuff. But, I mean, honestly, from what she confessed to Marlena so far, and evidently she's got a secret to confess to Abby, too. Some deep, dark, Horton secret coming up for Abby. You know, you would think that she wouldn't get life in prison. I mean,
Well, they made the point. Well, Nick only got 4 years, and he was
Nick
out.
Nick only got 4 years, yeah. And
he killed two people, technically speaking, or just one. Yeah. All three. Three people he killed.
Yeah.
Willow's baby.
She could claim emotional distress and all kinds of stuff to not have to even leave the show.
Yeah.
There's all kinds
well,
of loopholes.
Well, I think what
to
they're
going to
do is they're leaving it open, like where she's going to get sent off, but just like Nick, she could, if she came back or if they decided to bring the character back, they could do it with a reduced sentence or something. You know, there's always, when there's a will, there's a way, you know. Nicole's
yeah, I just don't like the whole life and sentence.
You know, when Nicole and Hope have both been cracked out of prison and stuff for different things, so, you know, it's whenever there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah, I just didn't like the whole life sentence when she's obviously been emotionally and physically
they're gonna do a plea deal of some sort, so she'll probably not get, you know, life. And then, you know, I don't know if they're gonna. They're not really gonna show us all that, are they? They're probably gonna do a lot of that off camera.
I don't know. I mean, coming up, we've got a Well, we got more DA stuff coming up
October,
a while.
More DA stuff? What?
Oh, I was looking. I must be wrong. I don't know. I haven't heard of. I don't think there's going to be a whole trial thing.
I don't think there is either, because she comes out. So I think they're just going to do a plea deal, and then she'll be carted off. But anyway, but kudos to her. She did a great job. And I noticed I didn't look at Tuesday's, but Wednesday's episode was written by Carolyn Culleton, which I knew had to be one of
her.
Monday's, I think. Right. Monday might have been Melissa Salmon. I didn't see what Tuesday's was, but Wednesday's I definitely looked, and it was Carolyn Culleton. So I expected it to be one of the Culletons. So good job there. The things that I enjoyed the most were Aiden and Hope. Those were really cute,
sweet games
and really powerful. And seeing Bo on the screen, wow. You know,
seeing Bo on the screen, that was really awesome. I really liked that when Hope looked at her phone and saw Bo just as she ran into Aiden. I did not, as much as I love Hope and Aiden, I didn't like how Aiden pretended or at least acted as if he knew Hope inside and out, although that was kind of cute in a way. It was also kind of annoying because it's like you don't really know who Princess Tina is. You don't really know who
it. I liked that.
Well, that's just the downside of it. I liked it in the fact that it was cute that he'd been paying attention all this time, but, I mean, he really doesn't know Hope. Does he know Hope went to jail herself for, you know, for mugging all those guys? I mean, I don't know. It was cute, but it was at the same time, it was kind of upsetting because, I mean, do you really know the real Hope? But the scenes were so, everybody was all upset all week, and I understand why. It was a sad week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a heavy week, but you know, when you mentioned Hope beating up mugging those guys, reminded me they really need to bring back some comic relief, like with Doc Baker.
Well, they have a roulette player being played is it in July or August?
Huh.
I think it's in August.
I think it's July.
I think it's July. They've got a roulette dealer. It's probably got to do with that gala that Hope's doing with Aiden, but. When I saw a roulette dealer, I thought, you know, that'd be so cool that would be right where Dr. Baker would be, is at a roulette table, you know? And so that instantly brought to mind Dr. Baker. I just never will forget, you know, Dr. Baker. He's awesome.
Oh, I love him. I wish they'd bring him back.
So I'm sure it's probably something about more along the lines of the gala, but. The fundraiser, but I just thought that was just to me it was like okay they're gonna go find Dr. Baker you know.
Aww.
So this Catholic school fundraiser is going to have a roulette table.
I'm just
saying. I think that would be that's kind of odd. I mean, around here, all Catholic schools obviously have bingo and stuff like that, but. In Pennsylvania, though, basically in Pennsylvania, if you don't give them a cut, then you're not allowed to do any gambling. That's pretty much the deal. So, I mean, you can't even do a poker tournament around here for charity. You can't do it.
Oh, really?
Our
grad night, even recently, my oldest kid's grad nights, they did a gambling theme where they keep the kids there all night long. And you can't go anywhere and stuff. And they were given, you know, so much money to play wherever they wanted to play. It wasn't real money. It was toy money. But, I mean, they've done it before at the school. So I've seen it happen.
Yeah, I think with my state, they really try to crack down on gambling. So, especially since we have casinos now. since now we have casinos, you know, make sure there's no competition.
Ah.
Yeah. Like I said, if they're not getting their cut, no one's allowed to play.
Ah.
But, no, yeah. It being a church event, I think that's kind of funny, though. That is what it is. I just kind of assumed, I don't know why, that maybe it had something to do with Kristen, but I'm not sure she's back yet. Oh, we're having Eve show up here on the 18th, I believe.
Who?
Eve Donovan, Teresa's big sister.
Yes.
Yeah, she's doing her debut on the 18th. So, that should be interesting. It sounds like, too, that she has a lot of stuff come up with Daniel.
I was like, what? And Jennifer is back to the doubting things with Daniel again. Can I just, you know, fast forward?
For real. It's like, she's mad at this Daniel kept Nicole's secret. And it's like,
really? You know, it's like how many times is she going to be mad at Daniel and then make up and then she's going to be mad at Daniel, and then she's going to make up. It's old.
Yeah.
Tired of it. And you know, I was upset that Eric, I mean, even though what Nicole did was horrible, and I was upset at Nicole. I mean, you remember when she did it, I was screaming at her. But the fact of the matter is what Eric did to Nicole was just as bad. And Nicole
mm-hmm.
almost instantly forgave him, which I also didn't like. I was
mm-hmm.
not happy about that either, that Nicole forgave Eric. So for Eric to go off on Nicole for making a bad choice, which is basically what this, you know, surmounts to, is a bad choice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just, I don't know. I like Daniel with Nicole. I think that they'd just be a better match.
Yeah.
Well, it's clear the way they're writing Eric and Nicole just sucks. I hate it. I absolutely hate it. So they've taken the fun out of it for me.
Eric and Jennifer look cute together, though. I've pushed them.
I think they're both good,
you know. I don't get is they're making Eric, which was an amazing couple in their own right, and they're having them just be the foil for Jennifer to break them up. It's like they're Jennifer's number one couple, and Eric.
Yeah, really. Ultimately, all they are is to break up Jennifer left and right, Jennifer and Daniel.
Yeah.
And
it's just ridiculous. You're ruining an awesome couple, to prop a couple that no one likes. It doesn't make any sense. And you know, no one can. If Jennifer breaks up again, no one cares. I mean, people are more upset about the Ericle breakup, so I just don't get it. They make it seem like the Ericle breakup is not important. What's really important is how Jennifer gets mad at Daniel because he kept that secret.
Yeah.
It's just dumb. I mean,
yeah, and I think the whole Eric breaking up with Nicole and being mad at Nicole is really important because Nicole forgave him, and you know, him having been a priest all this time, that's the first thing you do is forgive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and yet he's going to be upset, and you know, it's almost like you can see the hate on him for her
mm-hmm.
having done this, for taking away his choice. Well, she's not the one who raped him, you know, and yet he blamed her for that, and she forgave him. Because he, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's what you do, as a Catholic, that's what you do, and
mm-hmm.
and here Eric's gonna be all upset, and I mean I understand why he'd be upset, but it seems like a bigger deal to me that they should make it. I mean, I don't know. I want happiness for Nicole, one way or another.
It just seems like the writers are just stuck in this mindset that they have to keep pushing Jennifer and Nicole has to keep that Nicole's
taking the bullet.
Yes.
And it's like,
because Nicole had done so much, she'd done so much growth, and then they stuck her right back to where she was. And Nicole and Daniel were doing so well together when she was living with Daniel, and their scenes were explosive, Nicole and Daniel. Mm-hmm. And she was wonderful with Parker, and then Jennifer's back. And it's like, wait. I want more Nicole. I want more happiness for Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like I said, it almost seems like with the way Eric's going to be so upset, that Nicole is actually a bigger person than Eric, even though what she did was horrible. I won't say she wasn't. It was horrible. But, I mean, she had an out, too, and she didn't take it. You know, I was really happy about that because she had an out. When Daniel busted her, she had an out, a dead out,
mm-hmm.
but she had an out because way back when, Daniel had found the first piece of evidence in
mm-hmm.
her drawer at the hotel room, remember? And she
mm-hmm.
so could have turned around and said that, you know, because she told him back then that somebody had shoved it in her mailbox at work, and she didn't know who it was. And Daniel and her kept that secret. And so she didn't have to tell Daniel the truth. She could have said that Liam must have been the one doing this the whole time. But she didn't. She told the truth. So, you know, there was a lot to be said about that.
Mm-hmm.
Scheming Nicole would have found a way out of that.
I like the way they played it to where at the end of Friday, you thought, oh, no, she's for sure busted. And then when they came back on Monday, the conversation they had made you think he still didn't know. And then all of a sudden you realize he knows for sure.
Oh, no,
you know?
He knew, yeah. Well, it was
the way he was acting, it jumped.
The reason why was because it jumped. Jennifer, you saw Jennifer was eavesdropping on Daniel and Nicole, and then you turned around and she raced Eric, and then all of a sudden, bam, Nicole's with Eric and Jennifer is gone again, and it's like she's at the hospital. So Jennifer had like a time warp machine or something and was. You know, one of those things from Hogwarts that Hermione used, where she could just jump from scene to scene to scene. She was everywhere. Jennifer was everywhere last week. So that gave me kind of I didn't know if it was a before or after Jennifer got there. I wasn't sure for a minute.
Yeah, that was just such sloppy writing, in my opinion. After suffering through this Nicole thing for months, having her, you know, I guess 6 months now, she's had the paperwork, and then we don't even get to see Eric's reaction when he finds out about it. And
yeah.
It's so crazy, though.
Different things like that episode where it was like we didn't get to see the actual payoff.
It was like, oops, we don't have time for that because the golf opened, so this part's getting cut, you know. I don't know. That's what it seemed to me.
Yeah, you're basically cutting out Emmy material. So why would you do that? I mean, especially with Greg Vaughn and his, you know, like I say, he's the best eye actor on the show. You know, he doesn't have to talk. You already know what he's thinking. It's all over his face. And, you know, Miss Urie's got cut out of, you know, some stuff, too. That, you know, I mean, I like to see how Jennifer would have broke it to him. You know, would she have been bitchy about it? Would she have been, oh, Eric, I'm so sorry, I have bad news. I mean, you know, how would she have played it? That would have been interesting.
It would have been.
You know?
It would have been. It would have actually been interesting to see Jennifer play that. And it's been, you know, actually, you know, there's been a lot of scenes where they put Jennifer and Eric together. That's why I keep saying that they'd be cute together. But they've put them together, and yet they've cut most of the scene out of it because they are actually cute together, you know? Like when they went to Daniel's house, you know, to help with the investigation or to open the door for the investigation, Eric went with her. And they're actually kind of cute together. And I don't know, maybe they just don't want them to be cute together. I don't know. But they keep cutting the scenes that would really be an impact there.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you know, it's sad though that Jennifer, you know, I would have thought that, you know, hypocritical Horton here, you know, really, talk about Jennifer for a second, you know, hypocritical. She, really, she's hypocritical. She, you know, she should have barged into that room and said, what are you two talking about? You know, and really got down to the business instead of going behind who Nicole thought she'd made a friend finally with Jennifer. You know, Nicole has been, like, trying to be friends with her and doing stuff with her. And you know, if something had happened with Jennifer, Nicole, obviously, when Jennifer was kidnapped, Nicole raced and saved her life, you know. And here, Jennifer jumps to go behind Nicole's back and do this. So it would have been nice to see how sneaky and conniving and devious Jennifer really was in breaking the news to Eric, because that was just, after what Nicole has done for Jennifer and how this all came out, you would think that Jennifer would, you know, being friends with Nicole, you would think that she would have at least given her the benefit of the doubt and brought it to her first and said, what's going on here? But she didn't. She went to Eric, so.
Yeah. I it's just a bizarre way to write the whole thing. It didn't make any sense at all.
Yeah.
You know, well, it seems to, if Eric and Nicole ever get back together, I just hope, maybe the dance plans the ease situation, you know, maybe they'll get, keep Jennifer away from Nicole and Eric so I can watch them in peace. not cringe. But it didn't make any sense. I have to say, too, I didn't like, all right, the days, too, the whole, I gotta say, this murder mystery with who killed Nick was probably the least surprising murder of all time.
There was no real guessing game. For a second you didn't know if maybe Will or Sonny did it, but you knew Gabby done it, and especially right afterwards because Gabby was so nonchalant about it, you know, and went on and did the modeling thing, and it was like all of a sudden her life was happy, and you know you knew it. And like I said though, Friday, if you didn't read ahead on spoilers, it looked like she was going to run, knowing that Will was taking the fall. It looked like Hope had come to some great detective work and realized he's got to be covering for somebody. He's got to be covering for Gabby, you know, and went to go. That's the way I saw it, not knowing the spoilers ahead of time. I've been fixed, so I have been keeping up. But as I saw it, I thought, you know, after, you know, Hope just shows up, and I don't know. It didn't seem like she was on her way down there. But the real big shock, though, Amelia Banyas did an awesome job with the shock on her face. When Will, you know, when she sits there and cries to Will about everything, then she turns around and Will says, I didn't confess because of you. I confessed because I thought Sonny had done it. That just, the look on her face at that point in time was like, oh, you know, like, I don't know, like, That was a good scene.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say, it wasn't a surprise. Everybody knew Camila was leaving the show. It wasn't hard to figure out who
the
murderer
was. Well, yeah, she was leaving the show, so it was like, I thought that would be too easy, you know? She's leaving the show, so it's too easy to make her the murderer, but evidently she is, so.
And the thing is, too, okay, you know, Camila was in the show. It seemed like Blake Barris was kind of just playing it by ear and stayed as long as they wanted him to stay. But he knew they were killing him off when he came back after the River episodes. But I just don't know. Who decided, oh, hey, let's kill off a Horton, who's one of the best actors on the show, so he can't come back just because Camila's leaving? Doesn't make any sense.
Oh, I know, because his acting was just out standing this whole time. It was amazing. And he was one of the, he was one of the Hortons, I mean, I'd say one of the top of the list of Hortons that I would, that I loved watching.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
And they killed him off. I mean, he can't come back.
Mm-hmm. Well, and when you think about it, there's just not that many villains left on the show. I mean, Stefano's off screen.
Mm-hmm.
Victor's, you know, Maggie's got a short leash on him. And EJ's, you know, he's been grayer lately, but he's still just a shadow of his former self. So, you know, it's like there's really, so Blake played this, you know, the unconventional villain. Soap villain. I mean, so to perfection. I mean, you know, the guy you love to hate kind of thing, you know.
Perfection is the exact, yeah, that is the word, perfection. He played it to perfection.
And he made it interesting. Never knew what was going to come out of his pocket, you know, what he was going to come up with. And
he had every base covered, and he was, you know, Nick himself in the way of writing had every base covered. I don't think Nick saw that it was going to be Gabby that was going to kill him. You know, after all that, I think Nick really thought that Gabby loved him and he was doing what was, and that was actually brought out in Gabby's scenes this week too. I loved her gray shirt, by the way, with the see-through sleeves at the edge. That's cute. Where she said that she knew that, you know, that when he turned around and he saw her, and she thinks it's good that he saw that it was her. So, and I don't know. I mean, Nick just Blake played Nick to perfection. It was Nick was just absolutely amazing to watch. I mean, out of the other Hortons, you've got Jennifer, JJ. I'm liking his stuff with Paige. That whole thing with Paige and Bev this week, that was kind of silly.
That was weird.
That was kind of silly. I mean, if you're gonna, if Paige knows that Bev is playing her, then why is she gonna play right into her hand? She should have just kept her mouth shut. I thought when they first started the whole thing, I thought that Bev was doing that to try to make Paige think that it really was JJ. Obviously,
mm-hmm.
Paige never thought that for a second. So why would it matter? Why would she even bother telling him?
Mm-hmm.
It was that whole, you know, I was really looking forward to the whole story arc with Bev and I like the kids' scene. And I was looking forward to that whole thing, but that one was just a big letdown. But maybe it was just because we had bigger things going on this week. And
mm-hmm.
Brady and Teresa, Brady and John, you know, Brady going after John like that, you know, and watching him sit there on the couch without his shirt on, I want to know who had replaced my Eric Martha. It didn't look like him anymore. It just didn't look like him anymore. I was like, no. You know, and doing the drugs again. And so, him and John obviously have anger going.
Yeah. I have to say with the whole Bev thing, no girl in her right mind would spread basically an STD rumor about herself.
What?
No girl in her right mind would spread a rumor about an STD regarding herself.
No, especially a good girl. I mean, you know, she's supposed to be this good Catholic type, upstanding, you know, 4.5, getting ready to go to Stanford University girl. You know, why would she spread the gossip and rumor about Bev? Why would, I don't know, it makes
I'm
no
just saying,
sense.
Why would Bev even start that rumor to begin with about herself?
Well,
no,
I think
no
Bev, it wasn't
that.
A rumor. Bev really did do that because of somebody else she'd slept with. She was telling Rory that she...
Still, you don't want to have another teenage girl find out about that.
Bev's
everybody. This will be all over the school.
Beth's a druggie. She doesn't care.
Oh, my gosh.
She doesn't care. I think the point Bev was making, I think she really was trying to break up the Paige and JJ thing by making Paige think that it was JJ that gave her the STD. I mean, in some drug diluted type thought process, that if Paige saw this, she's a good enough girl that she's not going to spread rumors about her. She's going to keep her mouth shut, and she's going to think it was JJ who gave her the STD. That's what I think Bev was thinking. I don't know. That's the way I saw it.
I just don't see a girl would ever spread a rumor about that about herself, true or not.
That's not true.
To break up a couple, I mean, why would you do that? Because that's just
true.
Your reputation, and definitely no guy's going to date you after that.
That's true.
So that's kind of the way I look at it.
Like I said, I was really disappointed in that whole thing, so.
I am looking forward to next week. We have Abby confronting Gabby. This Abby was really torn up upon finding out that Gabby was the one who killed her cousin. So I'm looking forward to that.
And Gabby has something important to tell Abby.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some deep Horton secret supposedly coming out. I don't know what that's all about. I'm really looking forward to that. And I'm also looking forward to the Kate-Sammy showdown. There can only be one Demira.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There can only be one Mrs. Demira. So
mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, yeah. Love Tammy.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was discussed. I don't know if it was discussed last week or not. I meant to listen, but I haven't had a chance. Has anybody talked about do we know anything about that picture that has been circulating with the urn with EJ next to it?
Oh, yeah. On Sammy's last day. James Scott said last week at the Canadian event that people won't see it coming, how his storyline ends one day, so I don't know.
Yeah. Well, because there's a picture that Terrell Jr., the little boy who plays Theo, it's a big rumor on the Twitterville right now. I've got it pulled up on my computer, actually. He posted a picture on Sammy's last day, on Allison Sweeney's last day, of him and Allison Sweeney. Now, of course, it's not him. He's just a kid. It's his production company. But behind them on the mantle is a picture of EJ, and right next to that picture of EJ is an urn, a gold urn, or what appears to be a gold urn or a vase or something. So there's been a lot of tweet talk rumors surrounding that. Oh, I didn't know if that had gotten sorted out yet or not. I just wondered what the final answer was with what that was all about. But
no.
But seeing that it's Theo, I mean, it could be Lexi's urn is what I thought. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be EJ's, but there's definitely something going on there in that picture. I don't know. There's a lot of talk about it.
Yeah. This week when they showed scenes in the Demira mansion, I actually looked at the mantle to see if there was anything there that kind of resembled an urn or anything, and there isn't. And there's still the picture of Lexi up on the mantle and all that. There's no picture of EJ up there, you know. And Tony's urn, Anna took it, her last scene on the show back when Tony died. So it's not Tony, because Anna has it. So, and Lexi was buried. So,
I don't know if Anna's seen it yet, so I was going to send it to Anna real quick, the picture of it that I'm talking about.
No, I haven't seen that. I've heard about it.
I just sent it to you. It's on your phone. There it is.
Okay.
I just sent it to you. There it is. It's on your phone. Anyway, there's big talk about that one because there's a picture. It's clearly of EJ, but, of course, there's also that one I'm still waiting for where you saw the picture of Sammy and Kate in the picture where Stefano used to be. And with the showdown coming down with Sammy and Kate and the fight over who's going to be Mrs. DeMira, I think that's going to be cool. So.
Yeah. But I'm real glad Kate's in the storyline is going to get away from Jordan for at least a little bit.
Yes.
But if Jill Mescola is only going to be on the show once a month and once every 2 months, I don't want her marrying Stefano.
Exactly.
What the hell is the point of reuniting them if Jill Mescola is not going to be on the show?
Who?
That often.
Joe?
Yeah.
If Jill Mescola is only on once or twice
a month. I'm looking for some other options for Kate.
There's
always Race. Whatever Jordan and Ben are hiding, Ray's going to need some big support right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping that Kate
will be comforting him soon. I just am so bored with Jafe, I can't even stand it. I'm just like, that scene where, I fast forward through it, but the scene where she's got nothing on but her bra and all, I'm just like, this is the like least sexiest thing I've ever seen. I mean, they just don't click. It's just so bad. I mean, I don't mean to be ugly, but it's just not good.
Mm. Yeah, I was not thrilled with their scene. I wasn't thrilled with it. But since Ben's being found out because of Paige, maybe there'll be some, maybe they both will have to run again or something. Rafe will need a lot of help. Kate can be right there for him.
Mm-hmm. The thing is, though, too, Chriselle tweeted last week, because some fans were nagging her, when are we going to find out about what Jordan's big secret is? And she's saying, we're filming it now, which means November.
You mean another 5 months? Really?
Yeah, it's not breaking anytime soon. No, 5 months.
Rafe was in the hospital for, like, almost a year. And then you've got the last 6 months, and we've got to keep going through this to November, sweeps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh,
it's that ridiculous. Yep.
But the really good scenes with Gabby and Will and Sunny and all of them and this whole Deva thing, that had to be fast. I don't understand. I understand. I was happy. I thought, the whodunit thing is kind of getting old. But I was happy they did it fast and furious and it was over and done with within a couple of weeks. But now you're telling me that we have to wait till November to find out the secrets over this whole. Wow.
They did drop a little bit this week saying that Ben has issues with abusive men. So there was a little bit hint.
It was pretty obvious this week when she was talking to Ben about thinking that he'd been the killer, that their dad it almost seemed like she was talking about him. She kept talking about him, that you're nothing like him. And I'm thinking either her stepdad or, and Ben's real father was abusive, or their both biological father was abusive. It's pretty that was made pretty obvious, was it? And I can see that it played out in real life as well, because I can see how a young boy is going to do everything in their power not to be like that horrible person their father is, and that's a big worry on some of these kids' minds, that I don't want to be like my dad. I don't want to be him. So, I mean, if that's the case, then I can understand it being played out. But 5 more months of this?
Yeah, and the thing is, too, I was saying all along, I thought Jordan was a Kate Austin wannabe from Lost, that it should probably get to have some abuse in her past, and she's on the run, because maybe she killed, or she knows someone who killed someone who is abusive. It's exactly how it's playing out.
It looks it almost looks like Ben killed the father who was molesting her. Is what it almost looks like.
Maybe not molesting, but maybe being physical. Yes, a physical abuse.
Yeah. some kind of abuse there.
Yeah, but I thought that was kind of obvious from the beginning. And she's been on it since August, last August, and we still really don't know what the hell her problem is. I mean, even, and then we just wait till November. I mean...
Yeah, and like I said, I loved Rafe. Galen did some really awesome scenes emotionally this week. You know, he's lost his oldest sister. He's losing his youngest sister, you know, all because of this madman, you know. I like Jordan, too, but I don't like the two of them. They don't seem to click. They don't know anything about each other. They don't really... They don't really pay attention to each other. Not like they should, you know. And it's not like a Sammy and EJ thing, or even a Kate and Stefano. I can't put my finger on it, because I do like, and given the right material, both actors can really pull it off. So I don't understand why I can't get on board with the two of them. And I think maybe it's because it's being drawn out so long. I mean, to find out all this stuff, maybe that really has an impact. It's taking so long. And they're 5 months ahead in filming now, which I think I still want to sit here and raise my hand and say I think that's a huge mistake, being so far ahead, because they can't fix things, you know, not fast enough. And secrets come out. We find out people are leaving. You know, like we know Sammy's last day, but we got to wait 5 months for it. So I don't know.
This is just a horrible, horrible, horrible storyline, and can't believe they haven't pulled the plug on it sooner. It's just ridiculous, and it's predictable, and it's boring, and same thing. I mean, the Nick Gabby stuff, it was interesting to watch on TV, but it would have been so much better if I didn't know Gabby did it.
I kept trying to tell myself Gabby wasn't the one who did it, because it was too obvious. Gabby was the one who did it, so I kept looking for somebody else, like, you know, Mr. Birdman or somebody to come back, you know? Because I just thought Gabby was just too obvious, but, you know, because the actress is leaving, it's just too obvious. I was hoping it was somebody else, and Gabby found out who it was and got killed in the meantime. I mean, that would have been really cool, but really cool to kill somebody else off, whatever. Anyway, sounds bad, but I thought that it would have been a better twist if something had happened to Gabby, or her secret came out about Melanie, and that was a lot of murders, you know, that she caused because of it, and that because of this, secret came out, so she had to go pay for that, rather than her being the killer of Nick. And I really just kept trying to look for some twist, because there had to be something else. Gabby was just too obvious.
Oh, Marianne's here. I'm getting Marianne on.
Hi.
Just hey,
thought I'd call up real quick. Hi.
Hey, Marianne.
Hi, Diana.
Hello.
How's it going?
We're just complaining about writing.
Yeah,
the
writing. Listening. Oh, the writing. Or about, I heard you saying about Gabby and being too obvious. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they put it out there, like the spoiler was already out. Like you already knew who did it before they, you know, there was no surprise.
Yeah, first you had Will
confesses, and then you had Gabby confesses, and the spoilers were there. So, and of course, Gabby's last days, you knew it was coming. So, it was just too obvious.
We knew she was leaving.
Mystery.
So that was like a convenient way to write her out. Yeah. And it was only on 3 days this week, right? I went to look to watch it on Thursday and Friday, and I noticed it wasn't on. So
yeah,
it was just a short week.
I'm telling you guys will be able to hear me screaming from here if they send that girl to life in prison. If that's the deal they make, I swear you'll hear me screaming from here.
Because they
send her for life in prison because Nick only got 4 years, you know, and all these other characters and.
Even in real life,
there are so many ways she could go to a psych hospital for a few years because of the emotional abuse Nick you know, put on her. There are so many avenues for the act.
Wasn't EJ supposed to get her a deal?
Yeah, EJ's supposed to be getting her a deal, and that's going to go, if it becomes life in prison, that's going to go sour between EJ and Rafe, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Life in prison is not a deal. So,
no.
And not even in, I mean, even in real life, even in real today life, people that would have that kind of a situation going on where they were being tormented and harassed and they were scared to death for their life. Yeah, she made a mistake. Yeah, she's going to pay for it. Yeah, she's going to get jail time. But life in prison is not normally going to be your answer. So,
why should she when nobody else has paid for anything they do? You know,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's and the other thing is I was surprised that they had Marlena talking to her, and Marlena got that confession, finding out that she had killed.
So Marlena knows that now.
That she had hired that guy to kidnap Melanie and all that mess that she made for. So Marlena knows that now. Well, she's already been read her rights. Gabby has. And I know Marlena is a professional counselor and all, but I've seen trials where they're brought up and they have to confess what was said.
Well, she knows about what Sammy and Kate did, you know, about putting Nick in
the
water,
too.
Yeah, and she knows
about that, and she knows about the fact that Gabby caused all these other murders, you know, all these other deaths. So I'm wondering if maybe that has something to do with the life in prison, because they put Marlena up, you know. Marlena has to say something, you know, just like, and I think you saw that look on Rafe's face, too, being a police officer. Wait, you talked to Marlena already? You didn't say anything to him, did you, you know? Because they do that.
Mm-hmm.
They can use that against her, so... you know, and she's so emotional right now. She's a wreck. So I know Hope is really devastated, and I don't know.
But Aiden was there to comfort her. I guess you guys talked about that, right? Did you talk about that? Aiden and
mm-hmm.
Hope? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, did you like him?
Yeah. At first I didn't care for him, but I guess it's kind of like, you know, kind of growing on me, I guess. They need to do something
really
with
like
Hope.
Him.
I mean, if Peter Reckle's not going to come back and Bo's not going to come back, I guess they need to get somebody for Hope. So, yeah, I kind of like him now. Excuse me.
Okay, sure. Anything else anybody wants to talk about?
It's
a short week.
It was, yeah.
Nope, I'm good.
Nope. Yep.
Think of anything else?
Nope.
Okay. Rose, you have anything else?
No, I think that just about covers it all.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody was there, and you know, it was a sad week, and I'm assuming we're gonna keep going into a little bit of depth next week, but. I don't know what day her last air date actually is, but, you know, you'd think that she'd be in the actual jail cell by now, but no, I don't think I have anything to add. November, really? We have to wait till November?
Yeah, we get to complain about Jordan for another 5 months.
Oh gosh. When's that going to be over?
Evidently, the secret is starting to come out, and it's in November. They're filming
in November.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! And that'd be like a whole year.
Sammy's left too.
Yeah. Mm.
That's after Sammy's left. So that's
yeah.
Oh my gosh. Oh, I'm not looking forward to that one.
I don't know. I don't know what it's going to be like after they leave. So we'll have to see. I guess I don't know.
Anyway, Eric had better get his act together and realize that forgiving is very important, because Nicole deserves some forgiveness here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I hate what they did with her character, though, made her like that. But,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. I still like to see her with Daniel. I don't know.
See? I'm not alone. Yay.
This time around, I thought she was there with Daniel, too, but it just is frustrating because we wanted Erica for so long, and then they just botched the whole story. That's what pisses me off.
I know, but they botched the story, and it's just not it's not working for me anymore. And,
I know.
And when,
put us out of our misery
in both ways, and give Eric to Jennifer and give Nicole to Daniel, and we'll be done with it.
Eric and Janelle. And Brady, I don't know what we're going to do with him. Like, smack him upside the head. Oh, he's so stuck.
Bring Philip back and fix him. Philip's always been able to take care of Brady.
Okay, everybody.
Okay.
Good night. We'll see you next week.
Have a great week.
Yeah, have a nice weekend. Or rest of the
Thanks
week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.